Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 16th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me. Well, it's currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high, 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I mean, like in the Cascades, there's snow in the, you know, it's snowing. It's supposed to warm up later this week. A couple more days of this crap and into the 70s, hopefully. But, God, I hate it. Anyways, before we go to break, Spike wasn't up yesterday. Because, you know, it was Mother's Day weekend, and so Monday when he showed up, man, I mean, Mother's Day was on Sunday, and so it was a mess. I mean, he had, it was overtime, and he had to clean the mess up. Today, he called me about 5 to 11, and his damn internet went down. So he said he's got lots and lots to say, so everybody be tuned in tomorrow, and we'll wish him, he was calling the internet company to find out what the hell the deal was, but at any rate, let's see what we got on the itinerary for today. Trump, we will take care, in quotation marks, of violent crimes against police. Well, I wish you would take care of the crimes the police are committing against the people. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Trump says we will take care of violent crimes against police. And I mean, we've been watching this all week, you know, this, it's worship a cop, worship an illegal police state, because all of these goddamn cops across these country are completely illegal, unauthorized by we the people. This is the corporate enforcers that we're, they're telling us, you need to take a knee, you need to bow, you need to get down and worship these goddamn cops. President Donald Trump is asking the Justice Department to develop strategies to prevent and protect or prosecute violent crimes against law enforcement. Man, it's already that, you know, you hit a cop. I mean, the goddamn cop can be violating your rights, pissing all over your goddamn Bill of Rights, and you just twist in the cuffs or something and beat your ass down and charge you with resisting arrest. Goddamn, we've seen it. You know, they had the White House all lit up with goddamn blue. You remember the fags, when the fags owned the White House and we had it all in rainbow for the fags? Well, now I guess it's the police state that owns that goddamn White House because it's all lit up in blue. What is this bullshit, this government worship? Trump says in the Oval Office that police officers have had it with going with what's going on. Oh, you mean, what the hell? What do you mean? You kill with impunity. You murder our people. And you do it right on goddamn video with impunity. What the hell? I mean, what do they want, people? You remember he said he was going to return their power to them. Jesus, God Almighty, what can he have in mind? And notes that 118 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2016. One of the commenters pointed out we're a country of 340 million people, and that's not counting 100 million goddamn people who aren't supposed to be here. And only 16? How many did they kill? How many American nationals were murdered by these goddamn black-booted thugs? I told you people what he was being put in there for. He's going to do what Obama couldn't do. He's gonna put in a police state, and it's gonna be on that war on drugs. Man, I'm telling you, the war on the isms. We're gonna have us a goddamn police state, and it's just like the notion I put forth about them going down into the inner city where there's an apartment full of little children living in their own feces, and boy, something has to be done. There has to be new powers granted. As soon as those powers are granted, they go out into the suburbs where people live decently and they just lay the hammer down. We're taking your kids and turning them over to a couple of fucking queers today. That's the same scenario we're looking at here. You try to convince yourself that these goddamn animals aren't, I mean, they're a super class. I mean, if the founding, I'm not talking about the aristocracy back then, but if the people who fought and died to give us our Bill of Rights in this goddamn country could see this shit today. Worshipping a goddamn authority. And Trump, man, I mean, everything we've told you, I mean, goddamn, everything we've told you has come completely true, and it ain't even been, what, about 120 frickin' days, maybe that? Trump signed a proclamation. Oh, geez, the dictator signed a proclamation. For his enforcers, for his illegal ground army here in the United States, for his standing ground army. Across the United States, he signed a proclamation to mark Peace Officers Memorial Week and Police Week. Well, I know what I'm going to do this whole week. I'm going to spit and shit and everything I can to be disrespectful, I suppose. Police Week. He was speaking Monday to the National Peace Officers Memorial Service on Capitol Hill. There is no peace officers. Peace and police are two different words. They think we're too frickin' stupid to realize it. They are not peace officers. They are not lawfully in uniform, and they have no authority over we the people. They are a private army. A collection of private armies across this country. Somebody needs to get out that Bill of Rights and show us where we gave authority for our goddamn policing force over us to enforce legislative statutes that cannot be enforced upon us. Go ahead.
And to add insult to injury, you're paying for it.
You goddamn right. Like everything else, you bought the knife to cut your throat. Trump told police officers with him in the Oval Office that, quote, some of you have suffered greatly, and we're going to take care of it. Oh, I'm sure you are, you son of a... You're going to get a war. You know what, Trumpy, you faggot, you false-haired son of a bitch? We're going to grind you and your goddamn enforcers into the goddamn ground, and then we're going to take you, and we're going to take you up them 13 steps, you piece of shit son of a bitch. We're going to rip your toupee off so everybody can see exactly what you are. Then we're going to... After you have been tried and convicted for the blatant goddamn insurgency you represent into our country, you're going to have your eyelids stapled to your frickin' forehead. There's going to be a 30-foot by 30-foot mirror in front of you, and you're going to want yourself shit yourself when you go through the door. And you know what? Obama's going to be right behind you. You get to go first because, man, you've stepped up, you son of a bitch. I mean, at a time in this country, I mean, think of Kelly Thomas. Think of, go ahead, Charlie.
You ever notice how just after 100 days, they start turning their hair gray like Obama. You know, you said it all dyed in black.
Yeah,
turning
Jesus.
Gray. And then, like, they're under such stress, you know.
Oh, yeah, that golfing, it can be a real bitch, I hear. No, I mean, this whole thing here, you know, like I said, I mean, they're goddamn criminals. I mean, the thing is, by the first 100 days, the new car smell's gone. Everybody sees it for the clunker it is. But I mean, it's not like we weren't here telling everybody what this, I mean, this is bullshit. Nothing's going to change. There is going to be more tyrannical government because more time is passing by, and as they entrench themselves, they're going to become more aggressive towards us. What's it going to take? I mean, the things we have witnessed, like I said, Kelly Thomas, beaten to death. I mean, go watch that video if you got the guts to. Beaten to death. I mean, just blatantly, right in front of your face. If you'd have witnessed that and had to go raise your hand in a court of law, would you have called it murder? Because I sure as hell would have. James Boyd, just trying to sleep up on the side of a goddamn desert mountain in New Mexico. And them talking, I mean, I've read the transcripts from the trial and said, them talking, we're going to go kill somebody. It's going to be fun. Come on, everybody. Let's go kill an American. And like Flea pointed out, we're paying for it. All right, let's journey on, people. If you delay, you die. I mean, here's some of them. Here's them fine blue son of a bitches that freak with the hairdo is coming out wanting us to worship this week. Everybody get ready to worship this bitch, okay? If you delay, you die. Tulsa officer charged with manslaughter testifies. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com, and I think probably everybody listening has seen the video. This bitch, she just comes up. I mean, the guy has got both hands up in the air, and I mean, black, it don't goddamn matter because they kill more white people because there's more of us. That's how they'd like to change the discussion instead of unalienable, you can't touch my guns till, well, I need them to go hunting and fishing. No, or hunting and target practice. No, 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 no. You go check the video out. Hand straight up in the air, walking away from her, bam, 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 in the back. Oh, let's see what she had to say about this. One of these fine blue heroes. A white Tulsa, I mean, this is why they have to throw this in here, to change the discussion away from this goddamn police state and the way that they're slaughtering our people on the streets from this reign of terror to, it's gotta be a black and white, cause he wouldn't shot him if he wasn't one of them damn niggers, you know. Bullshit. Tell Kelly Thomas that. Tell James Boyd that.
They're the fucking terrorists. Let's get
you goddamn right, man. A white Tulsa police officer charged with killing an unarmed black motorist. Does it matter what color you are? I think one killed somebody and the other one's dead. A black motorist took the stand in her own defense on Monday, saying she fired because training taught her to act quickly against a perceived threat, whether it's real or not, according to local news reports. Betty Shelby, 43, could face between 4 years and life in prison if convicted of manslaughter in the September 20th. I mean, that was goddamn, that should be negligent homicide. I mean, it's always the worst that's going to happen to these bastards is manslaughter. No, I mean, goddamn it, negligent homicide minimum. You kill somebody in a car wreck because you were being negligent, you at least get negligent homicide. But hell no, you know, just, well, look, I guess hell, it's just a nigger, right? It couldn't happen to you and me. Go ahead.
That bitch still on paid leave.
Oh, well, you know, she'll come through. I guarantee you, she ain't getting shit but a promotion. Okay, quickly against a perceived threat, a deadly threat, according to local reports. Betty Shelby, 43, could face between 4 years and life in prison if convicted of manslaughter in the September 2016 murder of Terrence Crutcher. Lawyers for Shelby have said she believed that Crutcher, who was 40, may have been trying to reach through a partially open window for a weapon in the vehicle when she shot him. And go look at the tape. This guy is, I mean, he couldn't have reached the vehicle. He was too far away from it. His hands were up in the goddamn air. Bam, 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 in the back. I mean, this, I guess you just say it, and then the jury, well, I'm looking at the tape, and no, there's no way he was reaching for it. She just shot him, but she's a police. And Donald Trump said, we got to wash him this week. He quitted. Give her a raise. Give her a bigger gun. Lawyer for partially open window for a weapon in the vehicle when he was when she shot him. Horse shit. If you hesitate, if you delay, then you die. And you know what? This is what we better start getting through our goddamn heads. If you hesitate, if you delay, you die because they're coming to kill your ass, man. This guy was completely unarmed, but you know, we'll get to that part in a minute. Police videos of the incident were seen globally, and some civil rights advocates have argued that race was a factor, and I really don't give a shit what you argue, you goddamn pimps. You race pimps. It don't have shit to do with the color of nobody's skin. It has to do with a tyrannical government killing its citizens, or its nationals in this goddamn instance. Fatal shooting, something Shelby has denied. Rights advocates saw that the Crutcher case is another in a string of deaths of unarmed black men, unarmed people. And more white men are killed in this goddamn country by cops than black men. And a lot of these black men are killed by black cops. But they want this to be, forget all this bullshit, subject matter bullshit arguments. Did she kill an unarmed man? Did she shoot him in the back? I don't give a shit what color he was. And I'll tell you why I don't give a shit. Because it doesn't matter. If she can shoot him in the back, she can shoot me in the back. And I know it in my soul. She wouldn't hesitate no more for me than she would this fella. Okay. Case as another in the string of deaths of unarmed black men at the hands of the police in the United States that has spawned. And see, this is weird. What the hell does this have to do with anything? With the facts of a case that we're supposed to be looking at a trial here. But I mean, this is somebody on the outside trying to build some fucking scenario that might get them some kind of recognition or money or some kind of bullshit. This is George Soros. And I tell you, people, everybody should reject this. It doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with nothing more than a gun in somebody's hand going off shooting somebody in the goddamn back. Color ain't in it. In the videos, Crutcher can be seen with his hands in the air shortly before he was shot. And I've seen the video. He sure as hell was. Tulsa police have said Crutcher was unarmed and there was no weapon in his vehicle. Which, I mean, you watch this. You watch this video and you just go, bullshit. It's just like the goddamn the James Boyd video or the Kelly Thomas video. You watch it and you go, shit, she murdered the guy. She just shot his ass down because she wanted to. She might have thought he was going to walk away from her. Oh, from one of the gods? Bam, 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 bam! You turn, you drop, you lick the shoe! We did that. Shelby told the jury that she was taught during law enforcement training in Israel, no doubt, that if a suspect reaches into a car area like a car, an officer does not let them pull their arm back because they might be holding a gun. The Tulsa World Report from, like I said, people better get it through your goddamn heads. They got these little psycho bitches out here, like this bitch here. And I mean, scared to frickin' death, shitting their pants when they get out of the rig with the goddamn gun in their hand. There ain't nothing more, I tell you, there ain't nothing more deadly than a coward with a gun. Just shaking, just ready to, I mean, what the hell? If you look at this video, I'm telling you, the guy was not, I mean, it's an outrage. Manslaughter my ass. God damn, this is murder. And that's what the bitch should be charged with. And she should goddamn, I mean, because it was one of these illegal enforcers that killed an American national, she should go to the goddamn gas chamber. How about that? Maybe, but no, goddamn, I'm sorry, what did I say? We're supposed to be worshiping these son of a bitches this week, aren't we? She said the first time she fired her weapon on duty was when she shot Crutcher. Well, that makes sense, you cowardly bitch, who did not speak during their encounter. The guy said nothing. I mean, go watch the video, according to court testimony from officers on the scene. Prosecutors have said there was no reason for Shelby to fire on a man who was walking away from her. They blame her for turning a routine traffic matter into, and by God, they will too. They'll kill your ass. You better be ready to defend yourself if you're just going down to the goddamn store to get a loaf of bread, because these psychotic bastards will kill you. Traffic matter into a deadly confrontation by acting unreasonably and escalating the situation. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office said that Crutcher had 96 nanograms. See, this is where they throw this in here. Here again, just like the Black Lives Matter, I don't give a rat's ass what he had in his system. I saw what happened to that man. I don't give a shit. Oh, they drink, you had a sip of beer. Boom! That's, oh, you can kill if somebody's got, oh, you smoke, had a puff off a joint. Bam! Oh, you can kill for that, huh? Is that your rules of engagement? So if it's your rules of engagement, if I had a goddamn sip of beer or a joint or whatever, I better be firing when you come at me, huh? And that's where this is headed, people. God damn it. I mean, do you worry about your children going down the goddamn road anymore? My kids don't do nothing wrong, but shit, you gotta worry. And they ain't black. But I worry about them getting shot just by some sick bitch like this. Some cowardly sick bitch. Probably trained in Israel. Yes, sir.
The victim don't get to say nothing either. I've always thought, you know, you should be able to have a card that you carry or put on record somewhere that if you're shot by or murdered, then you believe in the death penalty. You know, so you have, you know, you have some word.
Well, look at this here. Right? I mean, have you seen this video, Charlie?
No.
God, go look at it and tell me why.
I don't need no more gasoline on my fire.
I'm telling you, go look at it and tell me why this manslaughter. I mean,
you
want
me to go out and start shooting police? I don't need to see no more.
Oh, yeah.
They're not gonna let you and me on a jury either, because I mean, the death penalty would not be enough.
What, they're not gonna let you on a jury because you're black?
And you too.
It's got to be that. It can't be nothing else. It's got to be about race, don't you know? Prosecutors have previously said Crutcher's drug use was not reason enough. No, because the guy, I mean, you look at this guy and you tell me that you looking at him, you could tell there was any drugs in him. And they're talking about nano. I don't know how much PCP it would take, but nanograms per milliliter of the hallucinogenic drug PCP in his bloodstream at the time of his death. You try to tell me that, you see, they're throwing this in here, just like this Black Lives Matter shit. Irrelevant. Irrelevant, people. It has nothing to do with it. You look at that video and tell me it just looks to me, I mean, when I first seen it, the first time I seen it, I just, whoa. Goddamn whoa. I mean, there was nothing. There was no, just, it was an execution. Just like Kelly Thomas, but again, I mean, I went whoa and puked when I seen what happened to Kelly Thomas. But this guy here, I mean, just goddamn gunned down right in the frickin' back.
And who's supplying the PCP?
Oh, exactly. The CIA and the biker gangs. You know as well as I do who's supplying the PCP, Flea. Oh, man, let's see some more justice here. We got some more justice. Seven-time deported criminal illegal alien arrested again. Really? Now, you know, we've talked about this the other day, the fact that they're saying now, well, the first time they come in, it's just a misdemeanor. But if we throw them out and they come back in, then it's a felony. How about, you know, how many felonies would you, I mean, how many felonies would they let you stack up and just keep turning you loose? I mean, of course, if you were a narc, or, you know, a federal narc or a state narc or a DEA narc, well, I could see it then. But I mean, just to keep turning you loose, to go back out on the streets when, I mean, the law says you're supposed to be deported. And not to mention, you've got felonies. I mean, I guess it's no deterrent. I guess even a felony isn't a deterrent if it's not enforced, huh? A Mexican this is from Breitbart, and it was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Mexican national, boy, they get to be nationals. We don't, you know, we're just American citizens. No, I'm an American national, you son of a bitches. A Mexican national with a long criminal rap sheet was taken into custody by Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officers in Michigan. Federal prosecutors charged Rafael Munaz Molina on May 10th with illegal entry into the United States after seven prior deportations. I mean, like I said, you know, what is it in California, that three strikes thing? If you know you write three bad checks against the Jew bank account, goddamn, they'll put you away for the rest of your life. But I guess some felonies are just different than other felonies. They're not real felonies. They're just kind of suggestion felonies. Manus. Molina was leaving a motel in Bay County when ICE officers pulled him over. Manus Molina openly identified himself to the officers. Why shouldn't he? Probably get a check every time he does it. And freely admitted to not having any legal status or documentation. Well, that automatic check. And, you know, you take him, feed him a meal. I mean, a good meal. Give him $257 a day. Give him a bus ticket. I mean, this is what you say, right? documentation to reside in the remain in the United States. Hector Rivera, a deportation officer with ICE, wrote in an affidavit, Munoz Molina has a long criminal history inside the United States dating back to 1995. His first conviction took place in Bay County, where he was found guilty of malicious destruction of property valued under $200. His second conviction, second-degree retail fraud, came later that year in Signaw County, Michigan. Now here, you have this guy here. He's here illegally. Okay, goes to jail, get out. No deportation, no laws enforced on this son of a bitch. Nobody shot him down even. That's really what gets me about all the, you know, that's another thing. You look at these, you'll have one of these goddamn MS-13 gang members hack somebody all to goddamn pieces. You take him into custody, you don't hurt him. Be careful. He might sue your ass. Like the goddamn American National, get out of your car, and bam! Go ahead.
It is Dion again. Hey, you know what? You're 100% right about that. You know, you see all these millions of illegals, they walking around here, but they'll pull you over for not making a turning signal. But they can be out there cutting grass,
yep,
doing this, and they know they are illegal. And don't speak a word of English. They don't speak a word of English, but they'll come mess with you. You got a busted tail light or just anything. Or you don't have that seatbelt on. Oh, time for us to revenue generate, man. This crap is really getting on my nerves, for real.
Well, yeah, and you know that taillight out could get you a bullet, too. Don't forget that. I mean, hey, man, some nervous Nelly just thought that you were 2 feet away from your rig. You couldn't have reached the rig. You had your hands up. She was being safe. Bam! Right in your back.
It's job security. They let these people go so that they can, you know, keep running their courts and running their papers. The lawyers get paid. The judges get paid. The file clerks get paid. Everyone's getting paid because most American nationals aren't going to go out there and do this shit. We just want to be left alone, and they won't fucking leave us alone.
No, they won't, and they're not going to leave us alone until we do something about it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. Everybody stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red fire light. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Put the food on the
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us. And Down Here is where it's at, man. This is where 75% of the goddamn population is. And these elites are coming into their own, man. They're showing the, you know, their ultimate power. I mean, they could do any goddamn thing they want. We were on this illegal alien arrested again. And I mean, we're going to get down here 2 years later in July 1997. We're only into the 90s here, people. Munoz Molina received his third conviction, this time in Midland County, Michigan, of domestic violence and received a 3-month prison sentence. Now, by this time here, he's committed at least 2 felonies coming back into the country. Or am I missing something here? What would they do to you? A 3-month prison sentence followed by probation and fines before being deported back to Mexico in October 1997. It gets better. 1 week after being deported to Mexico, he was caught back in the United States, this time in Texas. He was convicted of illegal reentry and sentenced to 75 days in jail. I mean, this is about the 4th, 5th felony. 75 days in jail. God, how would you like to do 4 felonies, only 70? I mean, hell, make 2 or 3 of those bank robberies. That'd be a pretty good deal, wouldn't it? Sentenced to 75 days in jail before being deported back to Mexico. It gets better. Munoz Molina illegally re-entered the United States and was convicted of impaired driving in June 2007. So here, add a felony to that. That's a felony. And we got about eight felonies now. Back where his criminal history started in Bay County, Michigan. After receiving a 6-month sentence, ICE officers deported him again in August 2003. But it gets better. After his third deportation, Munoz Molina reappeared in Bay County, where he received another impaired driving conviction. What are we up to here, people? 10 felonies? This time, he only had to serve 4 days in jail, followed by a shorter probation period than he previously received for the same offense. Munoz Molina remained in the U.S. for 4 years following his probation period and was not deported again until January 2014. The following month, he was caught again in Texas, where he was convicted of illegal reentry. I mean, what are we up to? 12, 13 felonies here? Reentry and was immediately deported again. Well, just all he had to do was go back to Mexico. 14 felonies, people. Munoz Molina reappeared in Michigan in 2015, only to end up behind bars for 6 months after his third conviction of illegal reentry and was sent back to Mexico for a 6th time in February 2016. Well, why does he keep coming back? Oh, there's no deterrent. Hell, you commit these kind of crimes, like robbery and shit down in Mexico. Boy, go look at those Mexican jails. I mean, no wonder he wants to come up here. They all want to come up here to commit their crimes. Hell, you just get good food. And when you're released, you can go right back, on welfare and, get all the goodies. Go ahead.
Henry,
yes, sir.
We're supposed to be scared of some fat little North Korean guy.
Yeah.
On another continent, and we're paying these son of a bitches to keep people out, and they're talking about terrorists, and they can't even keep one person out? One person?
Not even, well, like I said, there's no deterrent. I mean, why shouldn't you go? I mean, you go across the border, you come right back into San Francisco, and in the first place, you stay in one of them sanctuary cities, especially San Francisco, until you get ready for your next crime spree, build up a few bucks, because they're sending you $257 a week, down there, and you just build that up, and then you go to another state, another crime wave, and back down to Mexico, back up another crime wave, kill us. Pretty soon you get to kill some people. And that's the real fun here. 2 weeks after being deported back to Mexico, Munoz Molina was picked up by Border Patrol in Arizona and again was immediately deported. All he did was get kicked back. That's about his 15th felony. And boy, just across the board, that's all he gets. His next court date is in Michigan. In Michigan is pending. And hell, it'll be the same thing. different day. But boy, man, I can't think of the fellow's name. He was mentioning a while ago, don't wear that seatbelt and see what happens to your ass. You could get killed. You might get shot in the goddamn back by some psychotic bitch out of hell that trained by the Israelis to shoot. If you even feel just a little excited, hell, man, pump a few rounds and it'll make you feel better. Oh, let's see what else they're doing for us here. Israeli minister, the time has come to kill Bashar Assad. Well, I mean, the masters are giving orders. I mean, right out in the open now, I suppose. This is from Times of Israel. It was sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. An Israeli minister called for the assassination of Syrian President Bashar Assad on Tuesday, saying he does not have a place in the world. Well, you're the ones to decide, oh, holy ones. You special, chosen people. Speaking at a conference outside Jerusalem, Housing and Construction Minister Yoav Gallant, a retired IDF general, said that in light of recent allegations, I mean, you know, you catch these people over here doing things, you catch them red-handed and you don't do anything, but and under just allegations that Assad's regime carried out mass executions and burned the bodies of victims, he had to be killed. The reality of the situation in Syria is that they are executing people using direct, well, not the, I mean, who are they talking about? Is it the Taliban? I mean, the Al-Qaeda and ISIS that we're supplying with arms and that we're backing over there and giving air cover to, and Israel's giving air cover to. Executing people. I mean, I guess it's like in the United States, you know, one person's execution ain't another person's execution. They don't get, you know, it ain't equal. I mean, if a cop executes an American national, it's, what's the big deal? But an American national trying to fight for his goddamn life kills a cop. Oh, you gotta kill that. I mean, there's gotta be ways that we can kill him two or three times over that. Using direct chemical attacks against them and the latest extreme, burning their corpses. Well, I imagine over there they got to burn a lot of goddamn corpses thanks to the United States and Israel and the insurgency into their goddamn country. Sometimes we haven't, something we haven't seen in 70 years. Here we go. Hoi, 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 Glant said in reference to the Holocaust. The bullshit of all bullshit. The minister... Excuse me. The minister said Assad's actions in Syria amount to nothing less than genocide. Really? What about the Americans' actions in Iraq when you went in there and you, with zero cause, because there were no weapons of mass destruction, there was no yellow cake uranium, and you slaughtered those Iraqis. I mean, every time I think about it, of course, it pops into my mind. You know, shock and awe. The next morning, With the children loaded in the back of a pickup like goddamn cordwood, some woman just wailing, man. Just, I mean, it was so disgusting. It was beyond disgusting. But, you know, genocide, I guess it's like all the rest of it. You know, one person's genocide ain't another person. If you're killing Iraqis, no big deal. But if you're a Syrian and you're killing insurgents in your country, well, now that's genocide. That's what we call genocide. With hundreds of thousands killed. On Monday, the United States Department accused... The United States State Department accused the Assad regime of carrying out mass killings of thousands of prisoners and burying the bodies in large crematoriums outside the capital. Well, you know what? We carry out executions in this country all year long. I mean, they kill people in this country. And I mean, you know, in a civil war situation, well, not a civil war, actually an insurgency, paid mercenaries coming, you know, paid by the U.S. and Israel coming in to kill your people. And we catch one of them. I guess what they should get, you know, well, maybe we should do them like that Mexican. Just give them a few days in jail and let them go home and come back and kill some more. In my view, we are crossing a red line. Uh-oh. No, man, when they start getting out those lines, here come the missiles. Some more love missiles. And in my view, the time has come to assassinate Assad. It's as simple as that, said Gallant, who previously served as the head of the IDF Southern Command. Gallant likened the assassination of Assad to cutting off the tail of the snake. I mean, I found bizarre. After that...
We're supposed to take this guy serious when he has his troops out there shooting, you know, old ladies, 74 ladies.
And little kids, exactly. or like over there in the Gaza Strip, you know, hitting them with cluster bombs outlawed under international law. That ain't genocide, though. Flea, we got to distinguish genocide here. Genocide ain't them going over there with goddamn 21st century goddamn bombers and cluster bombs and bombing little, blowing up little children and killing the Palestinians and you know, executing them, man, woman, and child. That ain't genocide. What's genocide is killing goddamn soldiers. Go ahead.
Don't you think this really is just a turf war and they're trying to expand their border and basically steal all their shit?
Man, if I had to, you know, put my shiny nickel on something, that would be it. Of course it is. I mean, they made it clear back with Obama in the first try at the love missiles. It's a simple people. They want Syria. Why? For their fresh water and their timber and their oil that they've already sold in the Gaza Strip, which is occupied territory under international law. And they can't sell the oil, but they already did. So, well, really, that should be Israel because they've already sold the oil. So I guess it should be theirs. I mean, this is what they're expecting us to accept. This is what I'm talking about. The elite coming into their own here. I mean, just, the king said so. Of course it doesn't make sense. It comes from the king. And the king said, off with his head, so off with his head. That's all there is to it. In my view, we are crossing a red line, and in my view, the time has come to assassinate Assad. It's as simple as that, said Gallant, who previously served. Gallant, like we did that, okay, in a conversation with the Times of Israel after his speech, Gallant stood by his comments. He acknowledged that targeted political assassinations are considered illegal. Why? I mean, what did you do over there in goddamn Libya? You come. I mean, you think about the shit they've done right in front of your face. We're going to put in a no-fly zone so that Syrian Air Force isn't flying over and dropping bombs on those poor innocent citizens over there. And what was the reality of it? Well, we brought in an Air Force to back, just like, you know, in Syria, we'd, you know, what they call a civil war over there. It was nothing more than outsiders being brought in, mercenaries being brought in to destabilize Gaddafi's government over there in Libya. Why? Well, they found a big oil field off the Tripoli coast, and it's that goddamn simple. You're right, it's mobsters running wild with no restraint. No, I mean, there is no bastion of decency in the world that's going to condemn them. You go, what are you, United Nations, owned by who? OA? And you know, that's the ultimate bullshit. You know, they come out with, the United Nations is so mean to Israel. Goddamn, like I said, the cluster bombs. The fact that they built a nuclear arsenal in violation of international law. I mean, this is what we were going to bomb Iran for, remember? But wait a minute. Iran signed on to the nuclear proliferation treaty. They were developing nuclear technology to use in medicine and shit as per international law. But we need to go, man, we need sanctions against them, and we need to go blow them up. When Israel, they've never signed on to the nuclear proliferation treaty. All of their shit was done in covert. I mean, the same thing that we've condemned countries for, that we would condemn Iran for, that we supposedly went and attacked Iraq for, but there wasn't nothing there and we knew it. And even after we knew it and the destruction wasn't complete, well, we're bringing them democracy. That's why we're continue bombing. Oh, really? This is, I mean, this is so out of hand, people. It's enough to make you want to puke. But this just goes to shows to go you how arrogant they have become. They're not trying to hide anything. I mean, a goddamn a third grade kid could figure this shit out. But maybe they think that the people out here, well, they know better. They know better. That's why you're worshiping police this week. Because that police state has got to be, I mean, you got to get a totalitarian, mean-ass police state out there, because the people, they're not buying this shit. And that the shit's going to continue because of the elite. It's the king, man. He wants to do it. So you know what? Just get enough enforcers out there to quiet the dissent. We're going to have some goddamn political dissidents. We're going to do a little of our own genocide. Maybe we'll build some crematoriums. State Department renamed. You're going to love. Here we go. I mean, just in this part of the world. State Department renamed Al-Qaeda, not a terrorist organization, can receive CIA supplies. And this is what we've been saying all along. They have been receiving supplies. What started as ISIS there in Iraq was the Iraqi goddamn army. It was the good-hearted Shias that were greeting the American soldiers when we invaded their country and blew it all to hell and back into the third world. The good Shias, that's who we took them tanks over there to, them the rocket launchers, the goddamn Humvees, all of the goddamn troop transports, all of the goddamn army. We built an army there. And then when Obama, he goes, well, pull everybody back now. Okay, it's time. It's time. It's ready. Okay, everybody now. And everybody went in and just took off their goddamn camis, threw on some black rags, came back out, manned their equipment, and hey, you had an ISIS army going to destroy the world. My God, we need more money, more contractors. Let's go, people. And this is from Moon of Alabama. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Max Abrams, a professor who works, this is written by an Arab, no doubt, and it was translated, and I was having a bitch with it even, but I'll tell you what it says. Max Abrams, a professor who works about terrorism, came up with his new definition of terrorism. Listen, this is the new definition, people. This is so that they can take more of your tax money to take over there to ISIS so that they can hack the heads off of Christians in Syria and get rid of that Assad government so that the Israelis can have Syria and then, it's right on into Lebanon, Jordan, and then right on up through Iran. And then that conquest of the Middle East will be complete for Zion, your masters and mine. Non-state actors who use violence against civilians. See, this is the traditional definition here that they've been using to put people over here in jail for sending relatives money. Or ended up, well, he was going to a mosque that was known for Al-Qaeda. We're putting you in jail for 20 years. I mean, this is more of that, you know, them and us standard. But this is the traditional, what they were using, like I said, over here to put people in jail. Non-state actors who use violence against civilians for a political goal, but they've changed it. They've changed it. Here's the change. You ready? And haven't been supported by the U.S. So if you are a non-state actor who has used violence against civilians and are supported by the United States, you're not a terrorist. Ah! Wow. Man, there's some law for you people, some international law. The highlighted part is new to those who have not learned from history and the many occasions of U.S. support for typically extremely right-wing terrorist organizations like Contras in Nicaragua, OUN fascists in Ukraine, or jihadi Mujahideen in Afghanistan. It can indeed be argued that the U.S. created Al-Qaeda as well as the Islamic State. Of course they did! The admission, they've been admitting it, and now they've changed the definition to, well, yeah, it is ISIS, and they are chopping off heads, and they're killing Christians, they're mowing them Christians down over there. But there are boys, and actually, you know, the whole goddamn thing, this thing with Trump, you know, they've been harping it the last couple of days about him giving information on ISIS. I thought it was kind of funny, over to the Russians. Well, I bet he did, because it must be quite a conundrum for old freak hair to be in there and, you know, I'm going to get ISIS and to find out, you know what, buddy? We are ISIS. Now what? And, you know, wanting to do, you know, to look like you're doing it and just being so pissed. You'd have to be pissed when, you know, McCain over there putting his arms around what the ones you're supposed to be getting. You campaigned on getting them. And you've come to find out, you know what? Those are our boys over there. And the whole program has always been to remove the Assad regime. I mean, it was the summer uprising there, whatever in the hell they called it over there. Remember Egypt? And then we went to Libya. And then it was supposed to be Syria, just knocked over. Only old Assad, he was a little smarter than the rest of them. And thankfully for him, he, in the Mediterranean there, he had a deep sea port that belonged to the Russians. So the Russians had to protect their interests. And so the Russians are only ones that have been invited in over there. But they try to make this pretense. We're over there killing ISIS. No, you're over there. These dirty son of a bitches that occupy our country have sent forces over there to remove the Assad regime. And see, there was no justification for it. Like I said, when they brought in the love missiles, you know, they were going to find, and everybody just went, what the hell do you think you're doing? You think we're going to go over there and kill those Syrians to take their goddamn real estate and give it to Israel? Is that what you think? And so everybody looked around and go, well, you know, actually, they're not breaking any laws. They've really done nothing. And the United States has no treaties or anything with them outside the international treaties that they're signed on in with the UN. And they're not in violation. Well, okay, that's it. All right, we need Saudi Arabia and Turkey working together on this one. Let's get some chemical weapons down there. And, we don't need real chemical. We don't want to get none of our own people, but we're going to put on a little play, you know, like we did in school, you know. We're going to put on a little play showing that with the chemical weapons were used there. And there's really kind of a gray area. It was never decided, was it this way or that way? And they found out that it was really the ISIS. You know, the ones that probably had USA on them because they were our boys, and we do give them, they're supported by us. Evidently, aren't they? And so then you have that chemical thing in the sides. Like, shit, man, we ain't using no goddamn chemical weapons over here. We can kick these bastards out of here. We have an Air Force. And the American people aren't stupid enough to let you have another no-fly zone so that you can provide an Air Force for goddamn ISIS that you claim are the terrorists, the isms that have your people, you know, letting the TSA stick fingers up their ass and, you know, strip them down, going onto planes, old ladies and shit, man, that the disgusting shit we have seen. But, you know, it's all coming unglued on them. Now, if they're probing our asses in the airports because of ISIS, what the hell is the deal here? Are they going to quit probing our asses because now we're admitting that we support and that they actually work for us? Is that shit going to stop? Or is this all just one big propaganda program to tighten down and get the police state in place and start cracking down on the people? And, you know, and going back to the article before about the guy being deported, felony. Well, now I heard it today, guys. There's a crime wave across this country, and they're using guns. And see, this crime, they're telling you, I mean, they are going to have specials. They had it yesterday. They had a special report on it. MS-13 gang members. Well, what did we tell you when they were pumping these son of a bitches in there? These poor unaccompanied children with beards and mustaches and MS-13 gang tattoos being shipped all over your country into every community. Because they tried. There's a wave of gun violence. Well, no, there ain't. And, you know, everybody said, well, you know, actually the numbers have gone down. It's like down 40%. What are you talking about? And it got quiet. And then we see them being shipping them in. And we're telling you all along, well, they're shipping them in because they need a wave of gun violence across this country. And once they brought in all these foreigners from Honduras, the most violent place on planet Earth, and the gun violence, and there is an epidemic of gun violence across this country because they shipped them everywhere. Well, then Trump can come up there. I really don't like it, but we got to take everybody's guns, and we'll decide what few can have them, because we got to get them away from these gang members who've just got here. I don't know how they got here. No more than I know how the Islamic terrorist guy. We don't know, but they're here. But they, you know, like, you have the memory span of a head of cabbage. You don't remember the very footage right on the mainstream. Well, that looks like an MS gang, you know, gang member there. I see the MS-13. Yeah, that, and a teardrop. Yep, that's one. Oh, what are they doing? They're deporting. No, they're putting him on a plane. He's coming to your neighborhood. He's coming to rape your daughter. And, you know, you get a right in school because, you know, they have a right to be educated. And so they can go in and prey on your children where they're the most vulnerable, where you can't protect them under government care. Anyways, guys, it's disgusting as it can be. And we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Central, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, remember, man, you need to do something, light a candle, something to show that you are worshiping your police, that you're worshiping the tyranny correctly. And that is The Word from the Trenches.